It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes joining us, as he does just about every month. We're going to talk about, Constitution barbecue that's coming up. Maybe we'll get into some budget talk if we have a moment, but we wanted to start with the Build Back Better program. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Thanks. It's good to be here with you. Yeah, if people remember, we put in a joint application with Emory County for the Build Back Better, and we were the only Utah applicant, and we were selected among hundreds of applicants to go forward into the second round. And we had our fingers crossed. We were working the social media, trying to make sure we had enough hype for our program and everything that we were trying to do with this Energy Research Center and the build out of the airport. But it just didn't turn our way. So we're a little bit sad, but that's not the end. We intend on working with Emory County to build the Energy Research Center, and also we're looking at ways to fund and build out and work with our USU partner and build out the aviation mechanics program.
So that is still a possibility. It's just a matter of finding funding from a different source now.
Yep. Now we'll have to look at private backers and possibly some state money to see if the state will help pitch in on this. Maybe the legislature can put in some money. It's not dead. We have to keep our hopes alive and keep moving forward on it. I think it'll be a good thing for the future if we can pull it off.
And really, we've got that going on at the airport, and then you mentioned the Santa Fe Energy Research Center. That's kind of taking a life of its own.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah, it's such a great thing. We had an opportunity to meet with the chancellor or the new president of the University of Utah. And he's going to come down, and he wants to be part of building other parts of the state. And he's really excited about the opportunity of working with the Energy Research Center and some of the possibilities. He sees Eastern Utah as still providing for the energy needs of the state into the future. Maybe it's coal and nuclear or some other hydrogen. There's a lot of opportunity and a lot of possibilities, and the universities in the state are geared up and ready to help us make that happen here in Eastern Utah. And the reason why they're saying Eastern Utah is because we have all the transmission lines. It's too expensive to build them anywhere else. So the projects that happen hopefully will happen here because of the infrastructure that's already here.
So we've got that still on the horizon. We'll keep an eye out for information on that one. Coming up on September 17th, at 4 p.m. at the Wellington City Park is that Constitution Barbecue. We're going to have some dignitaries here, some heavy hitters, so to speak. And we had talked about Congressman Curtis. I think he's just going to spend the whole day here.
He must be spending the whole day. I think he's got several different events going on. But this one here is a chance to meet all of the Republican Party candidates and ask them some of those tough questions, from John Curtis to Christine Watkins, Senator Hinkins. I don't think Senator Hinkins is up, but I think he'll be there. The sheriff, Jeff Wood, Commissioner Martinez, Commissioner Jensen will all be there. And it's really your opportunity to get to know more than just those advertisements on the radio and whatnot. It's the time to ask those tough questions and really get to know the candidates and see if they're the right fit for the county.
So there's that going on. And you also said they're going to have a women's session at 3 o'clock, and they need to RSVP. Who was it again?
To Tina Urbanek, and her number is 435-650-7130.
So that's the only thing you need to RSVP to if you're interested. The other, just come show up,
yep,
and have a good time, get to know everybody, and ask some questions if you've got them.
Yep, free food, drink. I think there's going to be a few prizes. It'll be a good opportunity to get to know what each of the candidates stand for and what they would like to do for the county.
And once again, that's going to be at the Wellington City Park on September 17th, starting about 4 p.m.
Yeah.
But once again, remember that women's session starts at 3, and if you want to go, you just need to get a hold of Tina and let her know by RSVPing that you would like to go. All right, let's wrap up here. We've got a few more minutes we can talk. Let's talk budgets. You said, you know, you guys work on budgets all year long, but right now is getting to be the time where you're looking at that 2023 budget saying, okay, we can do this here and we can do this here. So, and you, of course, as always, you want the public to be part of that process.
Absolutely. So look forward as the public to when we approve our tentative budget. And prior to the tentative budget, if there are concerns or questions that you have, you're more than welcome to come talk to any one of the commissioners, Seth Marsing, and start to ask some of those questions about if it's a certain department that you have concerns with. Let us know what your ideas are, and we're happy to look at those as we move forward with the budget. It's important that we have the public input, not just at the public hearings, but also throughout the process. If there are things that you see that could benefit the community, or things that need to happen, different road projects or whatnot. So it's a good time to get that started.
And I'll ask you this question as we get ready to get out of here. What are some of the things that you hear most from the people? Is it about road projects? Is it other infrastructure? Is it community things? What are people really telling you, hey, this is what we need to work on the most?
Probably infrastructure, making sure the infrastructure is in place, and also making sure that we're good stewards with the money and that we're not overspending. And I think we do a pretty good job at that. There are obviously places that everybody can make improvements, but making sure that the money that we do spend is spent judiciously and for the benefit of the community as a whole.
All right. Once again, Commissioner Casey Hopes, thank you for stopping in and talking with us. And as always, you know, the commissioner's doors, you guys always say your doors are open. Come on in and talk if you've got questions or anything like that. Do you keep any specific office hours? Or?
I'm there most days unless I have meetings in other parts of the state.
If you want to go and find out what you can or get information, just head on down to the county building, pop up to the commissioner's offices on the second floor, and they're more than willing to let you in and have a seat and talk about whatever. Commissioner Hopes, thanks so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.